rest of the story. D. Wolf and Company was a department store in Newark, New Jersey at the turn of the century, located 125 Market Street. Initially a clothing store, it seems a new partner who joined the firm in 1897 was the driving force behind expansion. The partner's name was Henry. By 1902, Henry had become the company's executive vice president. Business-wise, he could hardly have hoped for more success, and so his dream became that his son Jerry, one day would join him in the firm. And one day Jerry did. Not entirely without protest. Some nonsense about Jerry preferring to become a musician instead. But Dad quickly put a stop to his son's foolishness. The prospects for the department store's future were so bright. If Jerry would come aboard now, he would have his own future assured. And so Jerry, at the age of 17, if reluctantly, came aboard. But this is the rest of the story. Henry was so eager for his son's first experience in the business world to be a pleasant one. So knowing the boy's fondness for music, Dad gave him this fledgling assignment. Purchase two pianos. Simple as that. Two in-stock pianos had been sold. There was a piano manufacturer in New York with whom the department store dealt. Jerry was to visit the manufacturer, select two superior instruments, sign a purchase order, and that was all. Well, Jerry went to New York, and he was met by the head of the piano company. He was taken to lunch. The boy's new business acquaintance was most gracious. The meal was a sumptuous one. Much food. Much wine. Especially much wine. The afternoon went very quickly. Before he knew it, he had completed his assignment and returned home. Now, it's the next day, when the two pianos from New York's manufacturer were delivered in Newark. And then two more. And then two more pianos were unloaded. And then another truck with more pianos. In panic, Jerry and his father sought and found the sales contract. Oh, it was properly signed. The signature was unmistakable, though somewhat blurred, but there was no doubt about it. Jerry had ordered not two, but 200 pianos. And no, the manufacturer would not take them back. Indeed, Jerry's father had to rent an additional warehouse for 198 too many pianos. And yes, Jerry was fired. And his father's business, in fact, all business, lost for all time, the world's worst salesman. And yet that misfortune, if such it was, bequeathed to you and me and generations yet to be, such songs as Look for the Silver Lining and Only Make Believe, and Old Man River, and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, and so many more. You remember the superlative songwriter, Jerry Jerome Kern. Now you know the rest of the story.